JR and Babe's little son ain't exactly the most intelligent one. Hopefully it's just a stage. He's just a tiny bit slow for his age. Yeah, careful what you give little Abe. He'll swallow it as soon as you look away. Careful what you give little Abe without parental supervision. The other kids are so precocious. They've always got something smart to say. Little Abe looks good in those sweater vests whenever those Chandlers have a soiree. Careful what you give little A. He thinks a diamond ring tastes like a beignet. Careful what you give little A. Maybe that boy should be wearing a helmet. Oh yeah.
That's so mean. Why you gotta be so mean to little A?
Man, he deserves it. Little A deserves it.
He sure does. This week on All My Children, Little A chokes on an engagement ring and damn near ruins Babe and JR's engagement party.
Ryan Lavery, go directly to jail. Do not collect $200 Canadian.
Jesse tells Angie about his baby girl? Wifey? Or is she just a side piece?
Inquiring minds want to know. Hi, I'm Petey. I'm just, Colby, I want to ask you to the thing, but I don't know how. I'm so ugly with these glasses on.
Oh, stop! All this week on the Pine Valley Podcast.
Family, Kendall, it's about family. Family, family. He sure is teaching his family very good values, isn't he? I am your host, Ashley Mendoza, but you can't go!
I'm gonna go!
You can't! It will kill me, Franklin! It will kill me!
There are people that need me to go!
Franklin! All of y'all that are not watching the show, we watch so you don't have to.
And you're going to have to start paying us for that because I don't know how much long I can watch with you.
And I'm your co-host, Jordan Hudson.
First of all, I'm going to say it. I'm just going to come out and say it. I am not amused. Are you watching those unedited versions of Soap Nuts?
Maybe that was the one.
You won't be watching them for much longer, especially not on the weekend.
Angela! Angela, babe! I didn't do nothing, Angela!
Hi there, my name is Taylor Crawford.
And I am Ashley Mendoza.
And welcome to the Pine Valley Podcast for the weekend in September 26th, 2008.
What's wrong, Taylor Crawford? You out of practice?
I might be a little rusty.
I think you are. Welcome back. It's so good to have our guest host. For those of you who were with us from the beginning, you might recall Taylor Crawford was one of the original co-hosts of the Pine. He's a founding member. He co-created the Pine Valley Podcast.
It's so great to be back here in our studio. It's so expanded. You know, back in my day, the Pine Valley Podcast recording studio was just a simple setup. And now there's high-tech gadgetry and wizardry abounds everywhere.
And we got a new intro, thanks to Luis.
Yeah, thank you, Luis. That's interesting. Intro.
You know, every week we do this, I've been using Luis's little intros. And, you know, he must spend so much time. He takes, like, little clips from every show that we do, and he puts it to the theme of All My Children. Thank you so much, Luis. I have neglected to be grateful to you for all your hard work.
Thank you, Luis, from me as well. And look, there's barely enough room for the Slut Metric 2000 in here
anymore. Oh, my God. It's been so broken. You don't even know. It hasn't even gone off once, like maybe once since you left.
Well, maybe it'll go off because I took all my show notes and wrote them on my chest. So I'm going to take off my shirt.
Well, surely they didn't go off at that particular moment you are referring to. Disgusting. You liked it?
No, it wasn't sexy. She's hot, though. She's a smoking
Rebecca
body.
Rebecca Budding is smoking hot.
Smoking body.
But we're referring to the moment where that makeup artist, who was very cute.
She's adorable, and I know her personally.
How do you know her?
Oh, you know, on the acting circuit.
Are you an actor, Taylor Crawford?
No, I like to hang around actors.
Oh, you do? Mm-hmm. I see.
I'm a journalist.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, that's true. Tracy Wilson played that role.
Excellent.
She was very good.
It's really funny because before you told me that, I actually took a note that I really liked that lady. Mm-hmm. She played the woman who scrawled poetry by Aidan Devane all over Greeny's body.
I would like to see Aidan Devane and Zach in a slam off, a poetry slam. Like Def Jam poetry
I think
slam.
That would be amazing.
Brown penny, brown penny, brown penny.
We have it, people. We have every track to every poem that man's ever read. It's mm-hmm. very fun. Where you been? How you been, bro?
I've been good. Well, I've been in Iowa because my aunt took a turn for the, my auntie. She took a turn for the worse.
Dubuque.
But in Dubuque.
Do you know we have listeners from Dubuque?
Really?
We have Alejandro.
If you're ever in Dubuque...
They try to look you up. They ask me every time. They say, where is Taylor Crawford at his aunt's?
There is this Motor Lodge. I forget the name. But it's where I stay. And you should stop by there because they got a great breakfast special.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, it's like $1.99. Eggs and bacon.
Eggs and bacon.
Can't find anything like that.
That sounds delicious. Well, listen...
Let's get to the show.
I was kind of sorry that I brought you back this week.
This week, I was screaming at the TV.
He was throwing things.
It was like the Godfather 3 where Pacino was like, they keep pulling me back in. I was yelling at the TV. No, I'm so mad at Ryan. Oh, whatever. Let's commence.
Crying. Listen, I'm going to say one thing. I was so sad that you were not here for the last days of Josh. Madden.
I'm going to miss him. I'm going to miss that boy, Josh.
Do you know what he did? Did you hear?
Zach got rid of him, huh?
Yeah, and he had to leave. He had to run for his life because he embezzled $20 million mm-hmm. from Zach.
Because he needed money, right?
He needed money, yeah.
Yeah.
Stupid. And Zach wanted to kill him, even though it was killing
his
brother.
I needed to buy a new plane because I crashed mine.
That's right. When we look, I can't even say that because if I say it, that's a spoiler.
Jimmy hung me on a hook.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Those were the good old days.
Yeah.
Damn.
Dr. Madenstein.
Dr. Madenstein. Well, we're getting Dr. Hayward back.
Well, at least. He's no Madden.
What do you want to start with? I'm so bored.
What's a boring, dull week?
Dull week. Most action we got was literally choking on that ring.
There were 2.5 highlights.
What were those for you?
Well, I don't know. Maybe you got a running order we want.
I sure do, but I don't know what to start. I got Babe and JR. I got Angie and Jesse.
I can't believe Babe and JR are back together.
They are so incredibly, astoundingly happy. You know something's going to go wrong.
Something bad.
Something terrible is going to happen.
And blowing in the wind.
Literally. These people know. You people know, right? Should we say it?
If you don't know... It's a spoiler alert.
Woo, woo, woo. I'm going to give you my first spoiler. Jordan Hudson does not like to give spoilers because people get mad at us. So turn off your iPods for the next 30 seconds. Don't listen if you don't want to hear the spoiler. Tornadoes are coming. And Babe Chandler gets killed.
Babe buys the farm.
She bites it.
Because they're too happy.
Way too happy. All right, now you could come back. We can't talk about it no more.
Nope.
All right. So listen, you want to talk about the engagement party? We'll talk about the engagement party.
He tried to kill her.
4 times or
like
something 80, like that.
Yeah, 18 times.
Like 89 times he tried to kill her.
Yeah, 750 times.
It's true.
He tried to take her life.
It's absolutely, positively true.
He's not right.
Is it?
The boy's not right. He needs to see an analrapist.
Maybe he could see Jake, the analrapist.
That's right. He needs to Jake. Go have those sessions with Jake and talk about, talk it out.
Jake knows.
He's got post-traumatic rich boy syndrome.
But listen, I'm going to have to disagree with you. I think that JR has learned from his mistakes.
You know what? I would have bought that. And then he said something like to his dad, like, you'll never be welcome in this house again or something like that. Like,
that's because he was trying to protect Little A from guns.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah.
All right. Everybody comes to the party and they put on their finest. Colby was there. Now, I'm going to put it out there, people. She looked kind of pretty.
She was pretty. The dress. You know how she was pretty?
How?
She was vulnerable at that point, and it made her prettier.
It sure did.
And Petey stepped up his game.
I love that scene with Petey.
And that is Taylor's first star highlight of the week.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, that was definitely the highlight. Because Petey had been stricken by lightning.
Stricken. And he smelled like bacon.
And he did. It smelled so crunchy and
crispy good.
Because, you know, you get up somebody cooking bacon, and maybe it's got maple syrup on it or something like that. You know that smell? Maybe some coffee going. That's what he smelled like after he was stricken.
I was worried about him. I saw Tad tried to nibble on him.
A little bite.
It took a little nibble.
It's like, oh, you're going to have to lay in bed first. It's just, ow!
I was very scared. I was very
nervous. Sorry. I don't know what came over me. Crunchy.
But I loved it because, listen, people, this is what happened. Basically,
the lightning gave him confidence.
The lightning did something to him. Made him Superboy or something. But he basically, I loved it because he tells Colby, he's like, of course I'm a dork. I was raised by Opal and Palmer. But he was so confident. He said to Colby, when I kissed you, you liked it. Mm-hmm. And then he kissed her, and he, like, moved his head to it. It was a little sexy.
It was a tender moment.
I thought of you.
Because we saw two changes. We saw him get his confidence, mm-hmm. and we saw
Colby
vulnerable.
Now, I have a question for you. It reminded me of, like, one of my favorite teen movies. But I don't remember which one.
Which one is it?
Would it be 16 Candles when Anthony Michael Hall kissed the hot chick?
Yeah.
Would that be one of them? Would that qualify?
Except the hot chick had no redeeming qualities.
Except she was a filthy whore.
This was more tender. This was more tender.
She was a filthy whore.
That's right.
No, I'm trying to think. Is there another movie like that?
I don't know. You know, there's the Say Anything with a boombox.
That's a pretty good one. Yeah, that's a pretty good moment.
And there's
16 Candles.
Pretty in Pink. Pretty in Pink. They're kissing in the headlights in the street.
I don't love that movie so much.
You don't like that? You don't like Ducky at the Dance?
Ducky.
That's a good one.
I don't know. It just really reminded me of like a classic old school.
I hope John Cryer eventually finds some good work.
Yes. Just like Justin Bruning.
Yeah, right. Eventually, I wish him luck. I hope he finds a job.
I hope they find something to do. These people fail up, don't they?
Yeah.
Fail up. All right, listen. He took off his glasses when he kissed her.
He did.
And then he walked away and he walked into the door.
It's another case, though, where they throw glasses on a beautiful person and make them a hideous nerd that nobody's attracted to.
Oh, he's adorable. I love him.
He's like the Ferris Bueller thing.
I just love him.
Bueller.
That's when Babe and JR, JR goes to propose to Babe and tries to pull out a ring, and he ain't got no ring in the damn box.
Where's the ring? And you think it's a trick, and then it's not.
I knew something happened because, you know, JR wasn't going to pull no tomfoolery because he's perfect now.
That's right.
Absolutely perfect. And so we see the new... And first of all, people, that little A is a new little A.
Mm-hmm.
He's a very good actor compared to the other one.
I think, yeah.
Doesn't he know... Who's the cartoon character, the millionaire kid, Richie Rich?
Richie Rich.
He looks like Richie Rich.
Could be Richie Rich.
Don't you think?
Absolutely.
His hair's like all greased, like 1940s mm-hmm. style.
It's a good look for him.
He looks like the kid... From A Christmas Story.
A little
except
bit.
Without glasses.
Yeah, doesn't have the glasses.
Peter
Billingsley.
How did you remember this?
Yeah, I do.
You and Jordan Hudson, you have those elephant brain memories. But I tell you one thing, the old little A must have been really bum.
Yeah.
Because that new little A really got a plum acting scene to act out.
You get to do that, you know, that choking scene?
Yeah.
That was as well acted as many of the other actors.
Without a doubt. That's what you call an impediment, people. That stuff takes years and years to master.
Mm-hmm.
And he mastered it.
Yeah, he did. I hope he wasn't method.
I hope not. He really have to practice on a real ring. But listen, he was laughing a little. You got to admit.
Yeah, he got away with that, I think, a little bit. And you know what? We forgive him.
We do. It's forgivable.
Because it was, sadly, one of the more believable moments in the show this week.
Yeah, one of the most unforgivable and unbelievable moments was immediately following when Miss Kenzel Hart screams at Annie to get her hands off of little A who's choking. So stupid.
Kendall really annoyed me this week.
I hated Kendall this week.
Ryan, who always
annoys
me.
Tasha from Brooklyn. I hear you, baby. I do. But Kendall is acting stupid, girl. You gotta admit, she's acting stupid.
She's gonna lose the only man on the show, Zach.
That could tolerate her.
Honestly, he's the only man.
She's too skinny.
You know, last time I did this show, you were crazy about her. Her and Ryan.
I was?
Her, Ryan.
I was. Yeah. They were sexy together. Mm-hmm. They had chemistry, right, Super Poster? You remember our friend Super Poster?
Yeah.
He's still doing his thing. myspace.com/Super Poster of the Year. Super Poster filled me in on some of the back and forth between Eden Regal and the powers that be. It's all very confusing.
Is Aiden coming back?
She's coming back. That's not even a spoiler.
What about Zarf? I like the Zarf.
He's not coming back. He's too busy playing Hamlet and stuff.
He's still playing Hamlet?
He plays Hamlet. He plays all these crazy people. He plays like really difficult theater roles and stuff.
Well, he's top-notch actor.
He is top-notch actor. All right, so then we get this whole thing. I was so mad at it. This is how I feel about it. I was so mad at Kenzo yelling so stupidly at Annie and getting involved. You just go right into Ryan and Annie.
Okay.
Where's the sex? I want to know, where's the sex? Remember when we used to watch All My Children? They used to have real good sex scenes in the shower and stuff.
I think back in the first 2 weeks we did this show.
Did we get something?
They had sex. Remember there were steamy shower scenes with Julia.
Julia and Jamie. Ooh!
Was that? There was hot scene with Ryan.
Babe and Josh was so even, freaking
even
sexy.
Even later with Ryan and Annie in the stables. Remember that?
You like that. I thought that was boring.
Well, you don't like Annie. So.
She named sexy. All right, people, I know y'all like her now. I like her better, but I still don't find her sexy. I find her a little bit like an old school mom with that little butt sticking out when she walks. Mm. And she shuffles her feet. I hate feet shufflers. I hate lazy walkers, feet shufflers.
Wow.
Pick up your feet when you walk.
That's right.
It's like chancleta sliding across the floor.
It's like moonwalking forward.
Ryan and Annie. Ryan takes Emma in the beginning of the week to Central Park. I mean Pine Valley Park.
No, he runs into the babysitter.
Oh, is that how it works?
Yeah, that's how it works.
I just fall asleep through notions. I don't even notice. Yeah. That's Karina.
He runs into Karina, the nanny. She says, oh, I got homework to do. You can play. And they pretend to catch a butterfly.
Oh, and he swirls her around and around.
That was the beginning of a series of creepy events. Between Ryan and Emma.
Absolutely.
That were really disconcerting. The biggest, most disconcerting was him stroking her hair while they're lying in bed together.
Come on, don't say it!
It was so creepy.
I thought even creepier was when he was kissing her belly. I'm kissing your belly, kissing your belly.
Yeah, it was all creepy, creepy.
It was very creepy.
And I know what, he's like the test tube father or something, right?
Yes, that's it.
But Annie's the mother.
He didn't provide but one single spermatozoa to that child. Annie raised her from birth.
So I just can't stand his g-darned self-righteousness.
That's right. I don't like it neither. It's just weird that all of a sudden he's like super dad and I love my daughter and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, he's always just full of himself.
Oh, it's creepy.
Saving people. And he's like, I hope he's in jail forever.
I hope so, too. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to say right here. Emma and Ryan have no chemistry. Zero. Can you say that they do, what? Taylor Crawford?
I think Ryan thinks he does. Baby, I got some fruit roll-ups.
Come on! Don't say that! It's terrible! Terrible!
Baby, I got a juice box.
Poor Annie was soaking in that pretty green dress. She looked good. She looked boobalicious in that little dress. Her little tights. She has little cutlets.
I have to say, there was a lot of wonderful décolletage this week.
That means cleavage.
And I got to say, Angie was the winner.
Oh, hell yeah.
She looked great at that party.
You know who didn't look great at the party?
Who?
Amanda. What the hell was she wearing?
But then she looked great at Fusion.
She was wearing some muumuu.
Oh,
you don't put Amanda in a muumuu.
No. Nobody puts Amanda in a muumuu.
That's right. She did look great at Fusion. Holy
cow. I would like to see more tube tops.
I agree with that. I couldn't agree more. I'm a straight lady, but I could not agree
more.
But
she looked good at Fusion.
She did.
On Friday.
She looked great at Fusion.
Yeah.
So then Ryan is playing with Emma at the party while everybody else is at the party. And Annie's kind of trying to be normal. And Ryan finds a gun.
Mm-hmm. An unloaded gun in Annie's room under the bed while he's... What? Looking for
the playing hide and seek or something like that. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Something.
He goes on the self-righteous. Somebody switched him on.
What's
self-righteous.
What's the expression? Hide the baloney?
What?
Isn't that a game?
Yeah.
Hide the baloney?
I think so.
I'm sorry, people. That's disgusting. You bring that out in me, Taylor Crawford. You bring out the disgusting in me. Anyway. He confronts Annie at the engagement party and assumes that Annie brought that gun into the house.
And Adam says, no, it's mine. It is Annie's, but
it is, like, it is hers.
It's mine. It's mine. It's mine. I'm sorry. It's mine. It's mine. And nobody believes them. They all just keep piling on Annie. So, yo, get out of here. Blah, blah, blah.
Kendall, especially. Kendall was like, Yeah, you better be getting off, Ryan. You better leave Ryan alone. You better leave Emma alone, biatch. I'm going to mess you up, biatch.
Yeah, Ryan, Ryan is messing up three couples now.
Yes.
He's got to get out.
Crying needs to go. You said that to me earlier. You said if Crying left, everything would be perfect.
Everything would be fine. Guys got to go.
If Ryan left, everything would be perfect. Perfect. Now, I'm going to ask you something.
Mm-hmm.
So, at this point, we have Ryan attacking Annie. And then Adam takes the fall for Annie, even though he knows that Annie did this, because he didn't do it. So then, does Ryan leave? He threatens to take her, but then leaves, but then he sneaks back in? Was that what happened?
Yeah, then he came back the next day.
And that's when he was stroking Emma? I mean, stroking her hair. That's what I meant.
Yeah. Stroking her hair.
Stroking her hair.
Then he decides it's going to take her.
And then he just takes her.
Uh-huh. And then he says he's going to take her. And then JR says, you'll never get past the gates in the guard.
On Thursday's episode.
Right. And then Friday opens and they're having breakfast.
He's there. And they're having pancakes.
So how to get through the gates in the guard? That's the part I want to see.
Jordan Hudson would be so angry because these are the things that we don't see. They just cut these things out and they move forward.
And that's a perfectly great piece of action with drama. It's like crossing the East German border.
Thank you.
Something like that. I want to see that.
Well, the other problem with that though, Taylor Crawford, tell me if you agree, is that if I'm Annie, I would freaking kill Ryan.
Sure, she would have killed him. And then Friday...
You don't take my daughter. I would kill
she's
you.
She's like, she's lying on the couch on the patio wearing her silk jammies. Lying down. And then somebody comes in and says, what are you doing? I'm desperately trying to find my daughter.
She really did say that, people.
Yeah, that really was did. Nuts.
Whilst her daughter is having pancakes with butter, and Ryan is so creeping me out trying to serve his daughter butter.
I'm telling you, whenever I see a pancake on this show, I think it's poisoned.
You get frightened.
That's right. I think the Satin Slayer's after me.
That's right. Peanut butter,
That's how Dixie bought it.
That's how Dixie bought it. I wish she would come back.
Oh, that might save the show.
Dixie pissed off a whole lot of people. Actually, Katie McClain pissed off a whole lot of people.
Did she really?
She got political.
Oh.
She got all crazy political.
Mm.
She called Sarah Palin an idiot.
Mm.
I mean, listen, I ain't going to get political on this program. That ain't my place. But I got to say one thing. I don't think it's a good idea to start calling people idiots. Because then everybody gets pissed at you. And then people were like calling her. Like people were like yelling at her. I hate Katie McClain. She's a bad actress because she is such an idiot. Blah, blah, blah. And then they made you boo.
Well, Katie is not going to be selling much blue glitter fish. In Juneau.
That's right. Absolutely. Anyway, so listen. So Annie tries to go get Emma.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan says no. Mm-hmm. And she leaves.
Right. First of all, that wouldn't... Okay, so second thing that would not happen.
Ever.
Mm-hmm.
So then she goes back to Fusion and Grendel attacks her. Both Greenlee and Kendall attack her and defend Ryan for taking little Emma.
Ryan.
Oh, it's so disgusting. So then Annie is like, screw this. I'm going to get my daughter. So she goes to Jesse. Jesse says, you know we're going to have to arrest Ryan because he has a restraining order. He violated. And she's like, mm-hmm. You go get him. So they go. And Greenlee has jumped in because Kendall told her that she had to go because Kendall can't interfere no more. Mm-hmm. And so Greenlee goes to help Ryan and tells Ryan to be a sane person. And he acts like a crazy lunatic.
Mm-hmm.
He defies Jesse. On what planet does this man think he has any right to this child?
Planet Self-Righteous.
Thank you. That's what I'm saying.
That's right. And I'm waiting for Monday. Maybe Greenlee starts arguing, gets arrested too, leads to more problems with Aiden.
Well, hopefully. But we saw at the end of the week, we saw on Friday's episode that Greenlee and Annie started going at it. And why can't we have a good old-fashioned cat fight? Why not? Perfect thing to get in a cat fight over. Right?
Perfect.
Perfect.
Throw those away.
Fusion. I gotta talk about it.
Okay.
Taylor, you know our slogan.
We watch it so you don't have to.
That's right. So people depend on us for recaps.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people wrote to us. They tell us they don't even watch the show no more.
Okay.
Or they listen to the podcast. They watch the show to keep up with the podcast.
So what's going on at Fusion? Let's do this quick. In a nutshell, what's going on? There's a new fragrance called Bella coming out.
Bella. Everybody knows that. Everybody knows about Bella. And everybody knows that Petey is in cahoots with Adam to spike Bella with some nasty stuff so that Fusion goes down. Mm-hmm. Because I don't know why.
An allergen.
Yes. For some reason, Adam wants Fusion to go down. I have no clue why, people.
I'm sure under the Patriot Act, this is an act of terror.
You would think it would qualify.
I think it does.
That thing is like 800 pages long. It's in there somewhere.
It is.
There's no way it's not covered. Mm-hmm. So, but the beginning of the week, what was so awesome about the beginning of the week, do you remember when Petey came out? We talked about Petey a little bit, but when he came out of the suit of the lightning strikes.
Yeah, thing, he had the dream sequence.
He had the dream sequence about being a superhero, mm-hmm, and about Kobe awakening him. Mm-hmm. The best thing about this was Opal coming. Mm-hmm. She freaked out over him.
And he told her off.
I loved it, though.
That was a good moment.
She was all like, my Petey, my baby boy, I love you.
I had a dream that Petey was sick. I drew the tower, and the tower was going to fall.
And then she's like, and what were you doing out there, young man? What were you doing?
Well, you were supposed to be grounded.
You were supposed to be grounded. So I loved her. She was amazing.
She's always good when she's
always good. So she actually got to act this week, which was great. Mm-hmm. So... can I ask you a question, though? I'm so confused. How mm-hmm. the hell did Petey get out of the fact that he was back on that dock in the middle of a rainstorm, spiking Bella?
How did he get out of it?
Did he explain this to anybody? To Amanda? To Jake? To anybody?
No.
Not explained, right?
I was hanging out by the forklift, and lightning struck.
Just so happened, you know, on a mm-hmm. rainy night. At, like, midnight. Now, I did love, I have to say, that when he came out, and he was all burnt and crispy and bacony. Mm-hmm. He gave Adam a lot of stuff. He was like so super confident with Adam. Mm-hmm. And Adam was like, do I detect an attitude? And he was like, no, sir, you detect competence. I liked it.
Mm-hmm. Fun moment.
He even gave Adam the hand. Mm-hmm. Adam was like, did you do it? Did you do it? And he's like, it was good.
Yeah, good stuff. They're fun couples.
I swear, though, that David Canary was laughing at him when he was doing that scene. Mm-hmm. He looked like he was giggling a little bit. He, like, does his cover his mouth thing.
Yeah, David Canary, I have to say this week, I haven't seen him in a while, he was more fun, especially with Erica Kane, the yes. way he's trying to play Erica.
But the only thing I don't like is that he's so dastardly, and the other thing I don't like is that he's definitely not going to be anything with Crystal anymore. Like, they kind of killed that this week, don't you think?
Yeah. Seems like it.
And
yeah.
I'm not happy about that because I mm-hmm. still hate her and Tad. So boring. Did you? I love when we went back to Fusion. Those giant Bella bottles. Like they do that special effect where it's like they appear one by one. It's like mm-hmm. bloop, 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 bloop. Mm-hmm. And there's like a pyramid of Bella.
You know that looked like 2 hours to shoot.
Yes.
Appreciate that, directors. Thank you.
But listen, here's a question for you. That Bella box is freaking huge. It's like gigantic.
Yeah, that's the one you get at Costco.
It's true. And I am not getting the logistics of this, people. All right? This is the whole Big Bella thing. Now, they said that they were quadrupling the shipment to the mass market. I don't get it. How is this shipment in the office if they're quadrupling this huge shipment?
I don't know.
And how the hell is Petey spiking every single bottle?
I don't know.
No sense. Come on, people. Come on now. It makes me mad. It's so stupid. Isn't that stupid?
It is stupid. I concur wholeheartedly.
Thank you. Get a warehouse. Ship from a warehouse. That's all I'm saying. Amanda notices one open bottle. And now, these bottles, people, are worth, like, in reality, it costs the company maybe $1. And they sell it for, like, $40. And it's like, she goes all crazy over it. And Petey is like skulking all over the office. Aren't the ladies supposed to be keeping an eye on this, Petey?
It's sneaky. It's a little sneaky. You know, they can see him mugging if they turn their eyes fast enough.
It's
they see him
true.
Making faces at the camera.
We had so much of Greeny making love to Adam this week. I wanted to toss my cookies.
Yeah.
Do you find them sexy, Taylor Crawford? He has a very pensive look, people.
I'm thinking about it.
If you have to think about it, they're sexy. It ain't sexy.
Yeah, no visceral reaction.
Visceral. That means from the gut. Mm-hmm. That's right, right?
Right.
Reader's Digest. I'm telling you, the large print edition.
You're enriching your word
pile. I sure do. Well, listen, so they make love right before she goes to work at Fusion. And mm-hmm. But I think she's thinking about Ryan. So seems like every time she's sleeping with him, she's thinking about Ryan.
Ryan.
Oh, it's so dumb, isn't it?
It's funny. People get married all the time when they're in love with other people. It's crazy.
It is crazy.
I'll show him I'll get married to someone else.
Well, Adam got trans air tickets to some generic Caribbean locale for their honeymoon. Mm-hmm. And Greenie grabs a bottle of Tainted Bella and throws it in the luggage. Her trunk. Where did she get a trunk?
Oh, all society ladies have a trunk. They take on honeymoons and vacations.
That was when they get to the Caribbean locale, and that was when Marita shows up. Mm-hmm. Your friend, Tracy.
Yeah.
Now, I knew that Greenie wasn't getting her makeup done because she looked perfect. So you knew something was up. And then she's wearing this robe after Marita leaves, and they do like the air kiss on both sides. And Greenlee takes off her robe, and they have, Marita has drawn sonnets, Adam's sonnets. Poetry by Aiden Devine. All over her body. Mm-hmm. Not sexy. What the hell do these people at All My Children think? They think...
Well, what's that? There was that movie that had that. But the object is you are writing. The erotic part is you're drawing on them.
What movie?
What, Pillow Talk, Pillow Book, or something like that?
Oh, that was with Ewan McGregor and his beepee sticking out. I didn't see that movie.
Okay. But the idea behind that is the act of the writing is the erotic part, not the reading.
He was like tracing the words and reading it and pretending to be turned on by that. I was disgusted. These are the same people that thought that Ryan dressing Annie's room up as a little Queen Annabelle fairy tale was hot. Yeah. That is disgusting.
There's some sick puppies in that
room. I'm telling you. Where is the whipped cream? Where is the body oil, the steamy shower.
Josh and Babe in the shower after the jello shots.
Thank you. That? How sexy was that?
That was awesome.
When this is what I want to see. I want to see Annie and Petey making love in Chandler Mansion. Petey. I want to see her instructing him in the ways of lovemaking, and then he's going to bring his skills to Kobe. Just like in Revenge of the Nerds.
That's right.
Remember Revenge of the Nerds at the end where the nerd guy pretends he wears a costume, a Halloween Darth Vader costume, and he makes love to the hottest girl on campus. And he does things to her that nobody ever did because he's a geek.
That's right.
Geeks have a good imagination.
They do. They think about it all the time.
Wouldn't that be sexy?
That would.
Thank you.
Write it up, writers.
You should write that up. That would be so hot. Listen.
What do you need to talk about?
I'm going
to
tell you two things.
Okay.
Greenie, after this dumb lovemaking with the writing on the body, she gets the Bella out of the trunk, or it spills all over her stuff because she threw it in like an idiot. Broke in the trunk. She threw a glass bottle in a trunk. Idiot. So it broke all over. So she gets all...
She succumbs to the vapors.
Yes, she does. She
passes out and... calls Aiden Ryan by accident.
She didn't do that. She didn't do that, Taylor Crawford. Get it straight. He said, do you think you could be pregnant? And she said, maybe. I don't think so. Maybe. And then he says, but you... She's like, that'd be great. And he's like, you don't want children, do you? She's like, yeah, I do, Ryan. I want children with you. That's what happened.
Okay, I stand corrected.
Even more hurtful. Mm-hmm. Because she told Adam she didn't want kids with him.
That's right.
And now she wants to have kids with crying. Anyway, there's all these fantasy scenes the next day between these two of like how they're gonna like break up and stuff. And poor little Adam is acting his little heart out. Bless his heart.
You could smell the smoke. He was trying so hard.
Indeed,
so hard. You could see it, the furrowed brow every time he's trying to say his lines.
He was working just so hard. Little beads of sweat popping out.
Yeah.
Ooh. But anyway, so they do none of this, and Adam proves to be a sweetheart. And then they make love again, and I'm going crazy. Oh my God, I'm going crazy. And then, basically, everybody gets back to Fusion the next day. Brouhaha ensues. But the long and short of it is that Petey's there, right? What is that message that Petey took on Friday?
Oh, that something about the effects of the allergen that he, his terrorist ways that he had. He placed in a product for mass consumption. being harmful and causing our dizziness. And
then he takes that to Adam, but it could be
attributed
right?
to the perfume. That's it. Like, I think the point was that you couldn't call it the fault of Bella. It could have been soap or lotion.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. But he takes that to Adam.
Yeah.
And then Babe overhears. Mm-hmm. So, that's good, right? No?
For who? The viewing public?
Certainly not for us. I'm bored out of my skull. Do we have to talk about Kendall and Zach?
Why? Zach's still the only man on the show, and he was on for 5 minutes this week.
Just, and each time he was arguing with Kendall about her being obsessed with the sucks pet and with crying. Mm-hmm. He's on to her about crying, though. Mm-hmm. There's something there.
Totally is.
Something there. What about Adam and Erica? You want to talk about Adam and Erica?
Adam and Erica. Yeah, it's kind of, it was a little bit fun. They're both trying to play each other, but you could tell but
I don't like it.
They were married a couple times, right?
Several times, I believe.
So it's just like, can we get something new going on?
I don't like it. I'm not buying it. It's too forced to me. It's another one of Chuck Pratt's forced things that I don't like.
If, you know what? It could be saved. If they really, write it better? If they wrote it like a little more, like, it's just not believable yet.
Yeah.
It could happen, but I don't buy it that she's attracted to him again.
It's out of nowhere for me. It's out of left field for me. I mean, I know that they're being forced together because Eric is trying to get information for Kendall and all that stuff. And Adam has his alter ways and
whatever.
And
they both think they're using each other, but they're going to fall for each other again.
They're going to meet cute.
Yeah.
Isn't that the expression?
Okay. Crumple it up.
Crumple it up.
Crumple it up.
Hold on. Let's see if there's anything worthy. Oh, well, she did tell him she wasn't going to come to the engagement party. And then she showed up looking all beautiful. Mm-hmm. I forgot to show you La Luch dancing on Dancing with the Stars.
Right.
She was good. She wasn't great, though. Mm-hmm. Can I tell you people something? La Luch is La Luch. She is not like a normal... She is Erica Kane. That's my point. It's not like... Like, when she talks to the judges, she's just like, oh, really? Did you think that I didn't... That I wasn't slutty enough? I'll slut it up for you. Like, she talks, like, very affected, Susan Lucci.
Yeah.
It's not like she talks like a normal person, like Erica. Like, she talks like Erica.
Yeah. That's where she got the job.
Let me tell you something. 60-year-old lady. Not a gut ounce of cellulite. Not one bump.
Really?
Her legs were like machines of muscle.
Wow.
That Carrie, what's her name? That Carrie Biatch person told her to gain weight. She said 82 pounds is too skinny for dancing. She was right, but it was mean.
Mm-hmm.
But Erica lived to dance another day.
That's good.
And they made that woman, they made her wait like an hour and a half before she knew her fate on that follow-up show. It's terrible. Mm-hmm. Angie and Jesse. Jesse's getting caught.
Jesse's getting busted. His little thing on the side is about to come to an end.
But we started the week, though, with him lying to Angie. And he's so transparent about his lies, you know? And Angie knows it, so she's got Adam on the case, Adam and Tad. And they check the phone records, and Adam suggests that Jesse is cheating. And Tad freaks out. Freaks out.
Mm-hmm.
Then Tad goes to see Jesse, but he hears him talking to somebody. You know, and he's Jesse saying, you can't call me here. My wife is getting suspicious. I love you too. That's my Jesse. I'm a little sick, so it's harder to do Jesse today. Now, the next day, so Tad is freaked. So the next day, Angie comes in, and Jesse continues to be an ass to her about her asking about these phone calls. And he's all over Angie for Angie being obsessed about Frankie staying home. Now, the phone rings, people. And Angie looks at it, and she looks like she wants to answer it. I'm telling you right now, if that was Carlos, I would answer that goddamn phone. Mm-hmm. I'm answering that damn phone. I'm like, who the hell is this? You better answer me. Answer me.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you right now.
Has that happened?
Hell yeah, I answer his phone. I see that ring, and I answer it. Every so often. It's never nothing. Yeah. He knows better. He better get a whole new cell phone. He doesn't want me to know. I'm telling you right now. Mm-hmm. Charge it to his mother.
Get one of the sat phones with a spy scrambler on or something.
Jesse skipped out on the party. I wonder where he was. So Tad goes, why is Tad so obsessed? Why are Tad and Crystal so obsessed about other people's crap? Because they got nothing between them.
Nothing going on.
They have zip, zero, zilch going on between them.
They should be
them.
Happy or else they might find, you know, some disease or kidnapping or
what do you
trapped
mean?
Under a tree. I'm just saying, that's the thing. If people get happy on the show,
Something bad's coming.
That's right. Something is coming down the pipe. Maybe that's, you know, a car accident and you go deaf or, you know, whatever it is. Mass murder.
You did know that Spike's hearing loss was not a result of the accident, don't you?
Oh, right.
Anyway, little nitpicky point. All right, so Tad confronts Jesse, and Jesse denies it at first. And then, I didn't do nothing, Dad.
He's still lying about it. It's more than just something from the past.
It is much more, because he mentions that he has little baby girl or side piece. That's what he mentioned. He mentions side piece.
Which was that who he was saying, I love you to?
No. Baby girl? We suspect people. And we're going to put this out there because y'all know this. This ain't a spoiler y'all don't know. We suspect it's his daughter. That he has a child. But here's the thing. This side piece ain't side piece. This side piece is wifey. He was with this lady. I'm telling you right now. That's my suspicion. He was with this lady and had a child with her. So he is playing Angie. And they had a nice scene. Let me tell you, she looked good in that dress. You were talking about her cleavage.
She looks great.
Holy cow. And her weave was a little tame this week. It was nice. She had that thing under control.
She was a little tiny tears this week.
Yeah, not big, huge, giant tears.
She was crying a lot like old babe used to cry.
Yeah, old babe. All the time. She used to cry all the time. You tell her her breakfast eggs were overcooked, she'd cry.
Cry.
She would cry.
And she had a lot of cry time.
Yeah, that's right. But I did like the scene where Jesse semi-confesses to her. But he makes it sound like it's nothing and that he's never going to go back to this woman. And Angie was good. She was like, you know, as long as you tell me the truth, I will never be mad at you. Frankie, on the other hand. Frankie was mad at his mama. His mama's interfering. We had the beginning of the week. We had the service people, the service boys. Partying
That's
at BJ's.
Right. That's right.
You see that?
Yeah, I did.
That was pretty fun.
With Taylor.
Yeah, what'd you think about that?
You know what? I love her, because I used to watch God in Light back in the day.
Did you?
She was Harley on God in Light.
Harley, yep.
And loved that show.
Yeah.
It was a good show.
She was great.
She was good on that show, too. And it's like, to see her now, it's like, hey, she's still like the teenager she was on God in Light a little
bit. That's really funny. Because she doesn't look older, you mean?
Yeah, like I know she is, but yeah, I still feel like.
But she looks good. She got a great body. I like her body. Well, Taylor and Frankie and the crew are all at BJ's seeing Frankie off, and I liked it. I thought it was, and I liked when Randy came in, they started catcalling her. And Taylor was kind of mean to Randy, which I liked. She was like yelling at Randy for like not supporting Frankie. And she
You're
runs
out. You're confusing me now, though. Because,
why?
Because my name's Taylor.
Oh, it's true. That is true. Well, I don't know. I liked it. Randy runs out, and Frankie was pissed at Taylor. And so they fight, and Lady Taylor, has an episode. And I like that.
Oh, I love having the lady-born identity, like, flashback.
Yes!
It's
good, right?
Yeah, it's good.
It's good. She freaked out at BJ's, and Jake, who has just arrived with our beautiful, precious Amanda, comes to the rescue while Mamda's like all bummed out.
I could get into the Jake Mamda thing.
Oh, yes, sexy.
That'd be good. Remember Tad saying, so what's this, you and Amanda? He said, see if she can handle it. I thought it was funny.
When Tad said, hide the bayonet, that was disgusting.
I
took offense to that. Hide the bayonet.
But I didn't remember that. I'm
disgusting.
Sorry.
I was so pissed at that when I saw that, but whatever. So Jake tries to comfort Taylor, and she tells him that he wouldn't understand. And I love this. Like, she runs off, and she actually ends up back at the yacht. And Amanda tries to understand, you know, with Jake why, you know, what Taylor's problem is. And Jake defends Taylor, and then they go make love. Like, he puts her over his shoulder, and they go make sexy love. It's nice. But we don't see it. We never freaking see it.
No. Damn.
Why can't we see them making love?
I don't know.
We got no slut metric.
There's nothing going on.
Nothing. You don't know the last time, Taylor, it's broken. It hasn't ever registered. I don't think it's almost maybe once since you've gone. It doesn't register. I heard One Life to Live is be having, like, shower scenes and stuff.
Really?
With Blair.
What time is that show on?
It's on at 2.
It's on at 2 o'clock?
Right afterwards.
All I gotta do is wait one more hour?
That's it. Why aren't we doing that? What the hell are we doing, people? It makes crazy. But Taylor cries when they're making love. My heart was breaking for her. I've learned to love that lady. I think she's good. So then Frankie runs to go get Randy because he's pissed off that she fled.
The littlest took her.
That's right. And he gets arrested for drunk driving. How transparent. Mm. Isn't that transparent?
Yeah.
Because you know the powers that be don't want to send him back to Iraq quite yet. So Jesse goes off on him and Angie does too. But it's just a little too cute and convenient for me.
Yeah, it was definitely.
That's just my opinion. And then Frankie goes to visit Randy at Fusion and Jordan Hudson made the most astute observation. He walks in, Greenlee doesn't even look his way. Now, when Greenlee came back on the show, she and Frankie were both near death because of that damn poison root water that they drank. Mm-hmm. And she barely reacts. Just kills me.
Well, I mean, that's par for the course for the show.
It's annoying, though. It's so annoying. Mm-hmm. And you know who else barely reacts? Randy. That girl is dead behind the eyes. Oh, my gosh. She's the most beautiful person probably on the show. At least one of the most beautiful. Mm-hmm. She's also the most boring next to Colby. Mm. Boring. Boring. Can I tell you something, though, at that engagement party? Are you buying Carmen and Randy's foster home story?
Well, it seems like that's the first time they've seen each other since then, right?
No, they've seen each other a couple times.
Oh, all right.
But, like, there's this, like, weird relationship between them, like Randy's mad at Carmen or something. We don't know why.
I think because she was abandoned. She tried to say goodbye, and
it's dumb though. Carmen, I'm sorry, but Carmen is so like indicating that she has a history and really loves Randy unconditionally. I think it's either her daughter or her sister. It's got to be something like that. Probably her sister. Mm. Don't you think? I think it would be a good twist if it was her sister, and the reason why she never told her is because she wanted an opportunity for her sister to be adopted out of the system. Mm-hmm. Because normally they keep siblings together.
Right.
That'd be good, right?
Yeah, that'd be a good story.
I would like it. See? Mm-hmm. Who should be writing the show?
I should.
That's right. We should. I thought it was very funny when Frankie brought Dead Behind the Eyes to the roof. Mm-hmm. And they start kissing, and Shadow was particularly grossed out by all the loud smooching because you could hear all the kissing this week. It was kind of disgusting. I went back and listened. It was a little gross. Mm. And Dead Behind the Eyes pulls away, and she says, "You're not like the other guys. You don't beat me. You don't abuse me.
I don't know how to love."
And he says, "Baby, when I look at you, I don't see a hooker."
A hooker from the street. A cheap $2 tramp. Truck stop.
Who does that remind me of? That reminds me of Di.
Yeah.
I grew up on the streets. I had to fight for my food. I'm tough. I'm a tough girl. And I don't take anything from anyone.
Love it. I miss Di. Where the hell is Di?
I don't know. Where's all my favorites?
Working in New York City.
No, I'm not going to call Di a favorite. I make fun of her all
the
time. Yeah,
no, she wasn't that favorite. All right, I'll wrap this up really quickly. Frankie's service is suspended. He goes to court, and they suspend his service for 6 months, and Angie is thrilled.
And he can't leave the country.
Nope. And Taylor is all jealous or all upset because he should be back serving his country, and Angie gets all in her grill. Taylor doesn't know what she's in for. That ain't right.
No.
But it was pretty harsh when Angie says, "You couldn't possibly know what I'm going through. You are not a mother or a wife." Ooh, that was a dagger through Miss Taylor's heart.
Yep.
You mentioned Jake has a specialty as an analyst.
Yeah, analyst or a therapist.
And a therapist, an analyst. He's also a pediatrician.
Yeah.
An OBGYN. Mm-hmm. Lots of things.
He has lots of specialities.
He's a podiatrist.
Podiatrist.
He does all of it. He does heart surgery, brain surgery.
He's one-stop shopping. He is one-stop shopping.
Well, I say this because Taylor goes to him to see him for his analrapist skills. Because she wants to get out of her post-traumatic stress disorder diagnosis.
That she doesn't have. I don't have it. It's like the Hulk. Don't make her angry. She'll go kick the hell out of some boxes.
She'll turn green and break out of her shirt. That's all I got. I don't got much more.
Well, you know what? I'll come back in another year.
Oh, my God. Why you come back? Why you stay away for so long, Taylor?
I get busy sometimes.
I've stumped him. I've put him on the spot.
That's right.
My Puerto Rican mother never taught me manners.
Hey, as always, if you have any questions or comments or any complaints or anything, you can address them directly to Ashley.
That's right. Because he don't check the email no more. I do.
PVP@PineValleyPodcast.com. You can leave comments on our website at PineValleyPodcast.com. Or you can go to our MySpace page. That's still up and running?
It's still up and running.
Okay, that's MySpace/Pine Valley Podcast.
That's right.
So, right.
MySpace.com/Pine Valley Podcast.
Right, yeah. So leave your messages.
We've been getting great blog responses.
I've seen.
Like hundreds a week. I've seen. Excellent. So keep on writing.
We're up there. We're almost there to Yahoo.
Yeah, that's right.
We're second to Yahoo.
We're second to Yahoo. And also, keep putting your comments on iTunes. I need 5 stars.
Oh, yeah. Go to iTunes and subscribe to the podcast.
Well, the only...
Leave good reviews.
The only thing is that when you go to iTunes and you rate the show, you can only leave 5 stars.
Yeah, the upper limit is 5 stars.
Right.
But what you can do is go to all your computers... Say you have 5 computers. Maybe you own a small business.
Uh-huh.
On each of them, you can go and vote for the podcast.
That's right. But you can only put 5 people, so don't
forget.
Because
this is the best.
Yes.
All My Children podcast.
It's probably the only, but it's also the best.
It is the best.
Absolutely.
Now ABC had a little podcast.
They don't do it no more. It's a video podcast. Thing, and they don't do it
what
no more.
What was that? They only did like 3 of those.
They stopped doing that. They stopped spending money on the previews.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the previews is the best part.
I know.
Because you get a little capsule.
You get a little taste. But, you know, I saw on VH1 a commercial, a big, long, 1-minute commercial for All My Children.
Get out of town.
I swear to God. A lot of stuff's happening this fall. A lot of stuff.
Maybe they're going to breathe new life into the show.
Maybe they will. And maybe. Because we don't skimp here at the Pine Valley Podcast. Here's a little something just for you. An Ode to Kendall by Aidan Devine. Oh, lovely Kendall. In your hotel room. Your beauty is like a flower bloom. Although your lines were like a blooming rose, now I love greenly from head to toe. Still you was in pain, and your heart was broke, for your man Zack, your moody bloke, thought he was dead, and Moy Greenly too. In each other's arms we fell, and did the do. Now here we are, without our mates, tempted by rugby, violins and crab cakes. We can't make love. Oh no, we will not. We'll just sleep in the same room. I'll take the cot. Poetry by Aidan Devine. Thank you.